reasonably, maybe I take things a little bit more serious than some others. But I do not know how you can actually take the things of God with all seriousness. I really don't believe that there is a gap that we can leave. If they lie, who knows what is going to happen in that gap? I don't know about you, but I fear God. But as much as I fear God, I fear the world of the flesh and the devil. The devil goes about as a roaring lion, seeking to make the devil. I see people that have fallen, that horrible, terrible fall that was brought about stricken again. When you see that, and when you contemplate and you understand the ruination of those lives, you'll pay more attention to your own. Amen. So as I continue the message tonight, I pray that I could have your undivided attention. God's word is for every one of us. I said this morning that I've had enough of the confusion of prophecy. I've read it. I've studied it. But in my carefulness, there's a lot of it that I do not fully understand. I understand the prophecy. I may not know the times and the seasons. The word of God is always for every one of us the same. Be it prophecy, whatever else. But I'm using this thing of prophecy to tell you that we are in the time, and I'll deal more with it tonight than this morning, the working of the spirit of Antichrist. Again, that word Antichrist does not mean against God, but it means instead of God. And there are many things that are being offered today instead of God. We'll look at some of these things. Have you ever heard of the word portentous? I look at the word portent. It means a sign or warning that something, especially something momentous or calamitous, is likely to happen. We are living in portentous times. Calamities can come instantly. I don't recognize a lot of what I see going on in our nation. But I agree with my pastor. If you can heal the church will heal the nation. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked way, God said, if my people will turn from their wicked ways, seek my face, I will hear from heaven and I will heal their bodies. I've quoted that several times in the last several weeks. Though I tell you that I'm prayerful with what I say, with what I preach, with what I tell you that I believe that we deserve a warning. I do believe that this portent of things to happen, that we're going to see things that no American has ever seen. That may be strange to say that. But in the time of the end, Jesus said, there will be days that there's never been days like that before, and there will never be days like that again. I understand the time of prophecy when that will be fulfilled. But I do know this also, that we live in dangerous and perilous times. You and I, belonging to God, we're saved. As long as we are covered with the blood. As long as we walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust and the desires of the flesh. But there is a world out there that God has told us, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We don't say a whole lot about it. But the school of Christ, I don't know of any church anywhere on this earth that has the outreach and the potential of this church. We know of 156 countries that we are affecting. I got another wonderful text today. I read all of it from Brother Lee Shipp, one of our directors. This church, every day, this church right here, every day, reaches most every country of the world. China, Russia, you just named them. We have representatives, we have messages that go into every one of them. That is the commission, that is the call of God. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Brother Clinton used to tell us that when we gave, and Cindy and Brenda tell me that most every person in this church supports the school of Christ financially. Brother Clinton always told us that when you support the work of God, everything that God does, you will take coupons for life and eternity for that which you've done. I believe a warning needs to be sounded to the people of the world. The one that you crucified is coming again. The one that you take his name in vain. My Bible says, if you take the name of the Lord in vain, you will not be found guiltless. There is a gift for how people use the name of God. There is no fear in the hearts of men and women today. There is a great system. The very heart of Antichrist that I believe that we can see more of it today than we've ever seen in the past. Once in this pulpit, I preached about 7 messages on the spirit of the Antichrist, defining what I believe is very evident that is going to be taking place. But you must remember that that spirit that is at work, that is bringing the calamity, bringing the trouble, is the outworking of that man of sin. I don't know about you, but I don't believe that the sin problem is going to get much better. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many that are already walking that way, Isaiah said, tell how the Lord has done. But straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to life, and few. Few they are that find that path. If you will stay with me for a little while, I believe that I can show you some things that will surely come on this earth. It's in the book of Revelation, chapter 13, describing some of the power that is going to be exercised in the time of the end. It's not what we see in the church today. When you cannot go to church and love God, worship God, praise God, sing the songs of the church, preach the message, go to the altar and pray, and go home and know that you've been in the presence of God. It's sad when you always got to be coming up with some kind of an ism or a show or something that's going to wow the people. Let me tell you what wows the Christian, Jesus Christ. Let me tell you what turns the Christian off. It's the flesh. The soul of the flesh, the carnality that goes on. This world is looking for a children. If you go to church, because there's always something new. My Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. But if we feel like that it takes something unusual, spectacular, to get you into church, the devil's going to satisfy what you're looking for. It says in the book of Revelation, and he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth. And he's fighting you. Are you looking for a servant? Are we looking for something that is different? In verse 14, and deceiveth him that dwelleth on the earth by the means of those miracles which he has power to do. I'm telling you, get so close to Jesus Christ that there is no room for signs, miracles outside of God. I want you to look at 17 and 3. He doeth great wonders. That did not say that wonder was the working of God. It's the working of that Spirit of Pentecost. I'm going to leave you with this. If you don't get anything else, if you go out in that parking lot, there's a man that knows not God that's going to fire them from heaven. Ignore it. Get your car going back. A lot of what goes on in the church anymore is trouble. I see them get up. A lot of things I don't even believe are decent anymore. Coming to the house of God, I can't feel it in the Bible, I'm just going along my conviction. Coming to the house of God with a t-shirt, a pair of blue jeans, with a homo venom. Let me take that light star. Let me take that guy in the bar. Hang that strap down. Hang that guitar down to your knees. Okay. We in the church are in trouble. Unless and until we get into that place where that calamity can never touch us. God says, 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. No weapon that's been formed against you is going to prosper. Let not your heart be troubled. Neither will I be troubled. We are in the house of God. In verse 14, looking at this continually, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of his miracles that he has power to do. If you think the devil is not powerful, you're wrong. The devil works lying. The Bible calls him lying, signs and wonders. I know preachers in America that are as crooked as a barrel of hypocrites. I know. But they will get up. As a matter of fact, we know his daddy has preached in this church. And that's the fourth one I'm going to do. Lying signs and wonders. Live like the devil. No wonder God says, know those that labor among you. Know who you're listening to. Know who you're reading after. Know who you're watching. Because calamity is on its way. And God says that he is going to deceive them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles. They are miracles which he had power to do. How many times have I heard people say, have you heard of Brother so-and-so? Do you know what Brother so-and-so has done? Do you know the miracles that he has wrought? By the way, God, I want to hear him preach. Now, everybody that I talk about, I pray that God will see them. But they're doing damage to the church. Those that don't know the word of God. Those that are not full of the Spirit. My wife and I went to a revival with another man and his wife. That man, when he went to preach for me, I don't forget how many, he said he had 20 or 30 seats. And he had to have a place to hang those fruits 6 inches apart. I'm not going to go into a lot of things about his carnality. But he got up in that service. Do you listen? Will you listen to me? He got up in that service. I was talking about people being saved and filled with the Spirit. He's claimed to have this X-ray vision. He said, I can fly 35,000 feet in an airplane and read every headstone in the cemetery. Only one of them. We were on our way home, and there was a couple. The man said, wasn't that fabulous? I said, it speaks. That man tried to influence another man to have that evangelism. So he called the pastor of that church where that man is been. That man told him, I couldn't get the people in the building. We were packed. We filled the Sunday school rooms, everything else. They said, that man don't set a spirit of hell in this place. I had to shut the revival down because they were having sex in the Sunday school rooms. I've never told you that before. Don't look except from Christ. It'll be a miracle when Brother John gets out of that chair. It'll be a miracle. Just like it was for Celeste and John. And those babies. And a car demolished. Somebody told me that lady was doing 80 miles an hour when she hit the back of your car. Never touched the brake. She was taking kids. Let that be a lesson. But they were killed by the power of God. It was a miracle. It was a miracle. Do you hear me? I believe in miracles. But I know that the Antichrist spirit has power to work miracles, and he's going to work that miracle for one purpose. To deceive people. There's a lot of warnings in this. There's a lot of warnings about deceptions and things. Now I know that some people don't believe in it. I want to ask you a question tonight. What will be some of the spiritual signs of the times? First of all, the church in America is fascinated by things that are temporary. They're not caught up in the things that are eternal. They're caught up in the temporal. They are fascinated with things that are natural. They are impressed by the outward, but not by the spiritual. I always get a little frightened when I use that word spiritual. Somebody's going to think it means we're fooling around in the sheep somewhere. But the nearer that we get to the end, we are going to be faced with things such as no one has been faced with before. I believe. One thing, and I'll probably change my message next week. I've been on this for several weeks. Every man, every woman doing good is going to give an account to God before they live this life. When we think of the spiritual things, you have to call to remember the things that we've done in this life. When I was sitting over here in this chair in the presence before church, I'm talking to God. But one thing that I was saying, Lord, forgive me. This time that I was. Forgive me. Let it in pray as much as I can. I pray that God, would you by your spirit move upon me again? What I'm saying is, when you really begin to think about our accountability before God, we are going to give an account for every thought, every word. I don't know how many years ago, maybe 40 years or more ago, and I read that man said that they were working on devices that will you'll be able to pick every word out of the air that has ever been spoken. Have you heard that? Now, what they were saying was, when they develop that, you are actually going to hear the words that Jesus spoke. I would love to hear the Sermon on the Mount. All the words of Jesus that are in the Bible. If you read them, quoted them, they will take you a very brief time. But everything he says is in germ form. It's in seed form. It produces, it brings life. But God said, you will give an account. I will give an account. That word that you taught, nobody heard. I don't know if they ever create that device. I'll ask my IP guy tomorrow. But God's made a record. Hello? God has made a record. I know John was telling me in this accident that just got the police report and that woman got a ticket. Now, she said that John pulled out in front of the car. But you know what they did? They went back and threw it and got her phone. They knew exactly when that accident happened. They knew exactly what she was doing with that phone. That may be a poor example, but God knows what I'm doing. He knows what I've done. He knows what I'm going to do. Some of it is the same. Some of it, I wouldn't tell you in 10 million worlds. Some of it. But I will tell you that I believe in this fact of our accountability. God has given us His word to let us know. The things that you've done, I will never remember against you again. Put it out of the blood. Don't just keep going the way we're going with no thought of accountability. God knows who's not here tonight. He knows why they're not here. I pray to God there's not anybody who's watching this Super Bowl. I don't know how you can call yourself a church or a man of God to put a TV in the church. And let us do a commercial and let's make it go. Carry on in the house of God. But they do it everywhere. God went into his house with a whip. He ran them out with a whip. Because he said, my house is a house of prayer. You've made it a den of thieves. Somebody said, what were they doing? There was the time of Passover. And not everyone, the distance is they travel, would have an animal, a lamb, or whatever, to offer as a sacrifice. So they went to the temple, because in the temple, they were selling animals to be used as sacrifice to God. But Jesus rebuked them and wrote them out. The house of God is for one purpose. That is prayer. The things of God, the songs about Jesus. It's not to have a class for a bunch of tough women to learn how to lose weight. It's not for a track that a bunch of guys can get out and run track. This is a very special place. It is the place where God's people gather together. God doesn't do all this time. God doesn't live in this house, but He lives in you. And when we come here, we gather here in the name of the Lord. This is a very special place. I want God to help us to see what God has done for us. And I can tell. I'm not going to get through all of this tonight, but I'm going to get across. I'm going if I can, and we're not going to do it. Think on accountability. Think. What God has deposited in you. If you will let me put it this way, think of the investment that God has made in you and how He's done it. One thing that God has done is give us His word. Now, most people don't read it, I understand. but to your temple. David said, thy word have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against God. David understood that God had made a deposit in him. And I can tell you that people that have it in their mind, they're going to stand before God and say that God, I didn't know. I believe what God is going to tell you, you go to book so-and-so, chapter so-and-so, verse so-and-so, that's where I put you. That's where I communicated with you. That's where I made a deposit in your life. That's where it's in your life that I have deposited this great salvation. If you have a ministry, God is going to hold you accountable for that ministry. If you're a teacher, you need to be teaching. If you're a preacher, you need to be preaching. Hello? If you're a singer, you need to be singing. God loves worship. He loves singing. He didn't give talent to be wasted. He gave it as a ministry. Things can be his. But I have been to people's homes to receive. And while we were there, we went there to go through the Southern Gospel music for the fame that it is that comes to. The man's orchestra, I know his name, but I won't call it that, used to be her pastor. He told us in the convention service in this church that he has seen Dolly Parton when she was praying in the Spirit, talking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave it to her. I can tell you a lot of those stories. It's possible. Wouldn't you have to give an account to the missionaries of that which could be used as ministry? I heard Jimmy Stryker say down here in this, at that time, the moment City Hall was born. Just talking about Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley was raised the first Assembly of God in Memphis, Tennessee. He said, Jimmy Swagger said, that some of the people, one day when they were talking about Elvis, this one man said that Elvis had secluded himself. And if this is not true, don't get on me about it until you know what I was told. That he had secluded himself in a room and today's did not come out and he was drinking. That man told the story that he went into that room where Jimmy Swagger was, I mean where Elvis Presley was. And he said he was so disturbed. But said, when I opened the door, he threw a liquor bottle at me. Tried to hit it with me. And was screaming at the top of his lungs. I'm going to hell. I'm going to hell. And you're going to hell. That's the end of that story. But what is tragic? Tragic. Tragic, I believe, is true. I was remembering the Dominican. I thank God for my experiences in God. I was in Humble, Tennessee. In a revival meeting with one of my best friends who died on my birthday 7 years ago. We were having church on a Saturday night. He asked me, he said, would you like to go to this tent revival with me tonight? He said, I know the man that's preaching it, that tent revival. No fear without going on in the same town. Me and the church doing the tent. He said, would you like to go? I said, yes, I would. We went to church. Sitting under that tent, I never forget it. And we know this is the Word of God. But sitting there, the evangelist came to me. And he said, sir, I don't know you. And God told me to tell you that he's finished and getting up. And you're sitting there. He sees you're going out. He sees you're coming in. And he spoke to me about that scripture. Was it Moses and that was better? I live with God having dealt with me many times in my life. I'm not always done what I should do. But I said, on this doing this, it will not be. But one of these days, I'm going to give an account to God for what I did. When Brother Bob Thibodeau wouldn't need to pray for his wife, one night when Bob Thibodeau was here, I made a statement somewhere like that. And I made a statement that I prayed to God that I can't go back and do anything about it. But from this moment on, from this second on, I can do something about it. Brother Bob was standing back there in the back of my work system and I told him, when I got back there, he pulled me into the pool. He said, Pastor, I've never heard it before. But he said, pray for me. That I'm your son. I'm going to continue in those same things and faults and shortcomings. I believe every one of us should realize and remember the calamity is going to come. Everything is going to be brought into account. Aren't you glad for the grace of God that that marriage is saved today that we do not deserve? I've got so much more. I want to say, Adam, you have it, but you don't try to get it to you. Every one of us are going to stand face to face and see Jesus in your life. Does that in any way stir us about what we have to present to him? Just a little bit, just a moment, we're going to see. I'm going to live the way he wants me to live. I'm going to give until there's no more to give. I'm going to love till there's just no more to love. I could never have loved him. I've got so much more I could have said. But this fact of accountability, I will first love it. I hope a lot of peace to it, and I will love it. Our ideas get them out of the way. But Jesus said, you are not your own. You have been bought with a price. And Jesus said about your personality in my life, I make you a new creation. I make you a new creature. All things have passed away, and all things will become new. When you see that name, and his temper gets to be saved. You see that man that defends himself rather than attacking himself upon God. God, I promise you, I have peace in me. Peace in me. Peace in me. I'm a believer. I am a firm believer. That we are living in God's I know that people are going to fall into calamity, but I know that there is grace. My dear wife said it this morning, grace, grace, greater